Just a side note, this weekend, when Keshe Laktan was here, you see, it kind of reminded me that there's a whole oral tradition in Buddhism, that there's a whole tradition that's only trapped in the minds of practitioners in the monastery, and things that are not written down. And then it kind of struck me, I was talking to Keshe Laktan and his assistant, Champa, and it kind of struck me how in the Tibetan tradition, it's still really in Tibetan, you know? Like, they still, English isn't making much headway on the ceremony. And it's still important, I think, to learn to speak Tibetan. And, you know, we've been learning to read, and the scriptural language is like Shakespeare or something, it hasn't changed. If you can read a Bokompche from 1940, you can read the Kamir from 500 BC, basically. So it's very consistent, it doesn't change much. But there's a whole separate spoken language. And you can read scripture fluently and not be able to say where the bathroom. You know what I mean? So you need both in your mind, in the back of your mind. If you learn to speak a language, then you're reading. And it shifts drastically. So it's important to learn both. The best way to learn both in Tibetan is to debate. It's just, you know, it's like the easy way to learn both. Because you're debating scripture, but you're doing it in colloquial. So, like you say, you're a fool, you stupid head, you don't know that, and then you quote some philosophy. You see what I mean? So debate is the best way, because in the heat of debate, all your memory skills are tested. You know? Like, you know, at college, they would ask you to go home and write a paragraph in Tibetan, but in debate, when you're responding to a challenger, you're writing a paragraph every 2 minutes or a minute, you know, like you're having to reply in a consistent, you know, coherent Tibetan. Advanced Tibetan, you know, you have to. You don't have a choice, you know, personally in your face. And then, it's a very, very good way to learn. It's the best way to learn. I translated Abhidhamma Kosher, the commentary myself, and this is the first time I know about, before I became a monk, before I went to Sarah. And then I went to Sarah and I started debating. And then I came home and I took all this work, 400 page manuscript. Wow, that's my whole understanding shifted totally. So this is good to do this class. It plants seeds in the mind. But if you can get to Sarah with the Rebecca class program, if there's any way to get there. You also don't have to go in the program per se. You know, you can, if you just get there and hang out and speak to them. Tipin Chun, she's in LA, New York, from the Philippines. But, you know, she said she couldn't go to Sarah. And I said, do one, I'm your teacher, I ask you to do one thing for me. She said, what? I said, once you step into Sarah, you don't speak English again. Period. You don't say anything in English. You know? So, that's all. I just asked you that one thing. You know? So she did that. And now she's quite fluent in Tibetan. And speaking is quite. When we were in the Bulletin, I called her and talked to Keshe Laktan about some music stuff. He said, talk to Chinna, you know, she's taking me to Chennai to get my visa, you know. So he put Chinna on the phone and she said, Tashi, they need to get you my. And I'm like, well, Chinna, you know, I need to talk to you because this is a problem, you know, and I understand. So she's like, forget about my problem, I'm two people. And, you know, she said, I have to speak tonight. She refused to speak English to me on the phone. She said, you told me I couldn't speak English. You know, this is going to take an extra hour, you know. And, if you can go to Sarah, if you can go, there's nothing like it. Nothing can make you learn faster than you. And if you get to Sarah, you can do it. So we asked Keshe Laktan yesterday, just to remind him, he said, please make sure everyone pays on time. And he said, okay. And I said, please make sure they study something needy. And there's a book by David called It's seven great books on logic and it's not just logic, it's not like course 13, it's not course 13. It's a lot of perceptual stuff. How do I perceive a cow? Build a Bible school, you know, to tell you. But that's in there. But I think to me what's really extraordinary is how do I perceive a thing, how do I recognize. What comes out of my mind, you know, and it's a beautiful, beautiful text. You can live something to clear away the darkness of the mind. Sometimes we just call it getting into yourself, Linsan. So I asked Krishna if he could arrange to have him come back. And he said, well, maybe Dura is like that. Dura is basic perceptual theory. It's the baby book. It's the grade school book on perception. I said, no, just give them straight to high school. So I think it's, the text is very clear, it's very easy to read. So it's long, it's a classic, it's a great classic. No one's ever translated, no one's ever really gone through it. So I think it'd be really beautiful. So anyway, learn that and give this time. And the Krishna will always put you out. You know, he'll give you a hard time. Don't tell you, you need to tell him beforehand. When you show up, I'm not saying bring your parents, but if you show up at Sarah, I always have a place for you to stay. And usually they cook for you. And you just have to get there. It's not such a big deal. And just hang out there. Okay. Alright. Let's read through that again. A. No. B. Kanji. Cha. So. Ki. in which they have. Inamuba, what's Inamuba? See later, this is the beginning of life. What's me? What's me? Me is here, now. And Nuba? No, opposite of Shama. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I think maybe we should stay here. Here, who's Jimmy Bakshi? Yeah, he's a different American from the same. His books were lost, they were burned in Tibet. We didn't have any copies for 30 years. And then we found a complete set in Russia. And then they just found a complete set in Mongolia. And we might put them out on a CD with translations because there were five people working on Jimmy Bakshi. He was working on one of those. Christy worked on two of his texts. Who else? Jimmy's working on his texts. Like that. He's in a really profound. He's from our monastery. And he's just, he wrote the Dharma Vinaya commentary. So, this is his commentary on this. Free duality means looking one way but actually being a different way. Okay? That's one thing with love. Let's, I think he had more. Yeah, you know who the Bob? She's gonna, he discussed the Bob in the commentary. So he's like got four or five different kinds of duality. Let's go to the ones we just do one of them. The first one is where you perceive something you never meet. That's just in itself is called duality. Perceiving something, a subject perceives an object by means or through the medium of that thought in it. Okay, second one? Something appears to be a certain way, it's not the same. That's what next. Sorry, that's the one. So I don't get the second one. Why would you call that the body? I don't know. Okay, one more. What's the last one? Look. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Here it is. Generally speaking, oh, there's one drop where it appears that the sun and the mountain are not interconnected. Okay. Yeah, our totally are in there. That is where the sun and the mountain appear to be interconnected. I don't know if there's something that's about to be interconnected. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, here we are. Where it really exists and it also appears that way. Okay? Do things really exist? Yeah, really? Okay. Yeah, I did say no. Okay, do they appear to exist really? So that's the other thing. Okay? That's different kinds of duality. So he's giving you all these different kinds of duality. First one, where we perceive an object is true of word or mental. Second one, the subject and the object appear to be talking about it. Third one, that projector exists in reality and it seems to me to be doing itself. Okay? And then the way it is and the way it seems to be don't match. That's about that in reality. I don't think so. Is it really seeming to be a way? Does it really exist in a different way? So in that case, you're dealing with two existences, two things which do exist. And in the previous one, it was, it is that it does exist in some time, and it appears to exist in some time. Do both of those exist? Yeah, see, the first one doesn't exist. So it's just a different kind of dialogue. One kind of way to say it throughout is that it exists in and of itself, and it also appears that way. The first half of that question doesn't exist. Okay? That's all. It's just another kind of reality. These are different ways to describe reality. But then what Jodi Lama says in the commentary of the Heart Sutra, which is very beautiful, he says, in the end it doesn't matter. They all go down the same thing. If you understand emptiness, you can explain emptiness as a lack of all these realities if you're good at it. If you're not good at it, some of them don't count as emptiness. Okay? Well, the lack of them don't count as emptiness. But if you're good at it, he says, Deinam Kamlam Jhana Kamminyalo means no problem. Any one of those things you apply, you can explain it as emptiness. If you're good at explaining emptiness. Okay? Alright. Which one do you think is here? See, he has nupa. This Bodhisattva has nupa, that duality. Nupa again means for the sun is set in the west. So the west can be called nupa. But with here it means my something I'm doing wrong about the projector in nupa. It sets, it subsides. He doesn't say jipa, he doesn't say shipa, he doesn't say sepa. He doesn't mean sorrow, he doesn't say shiva, he says lupa. He doesn't use any of the words for stop. He says what? Satsang, which implies what? Yeah, it might be right. Okay. Yeah, when he rises, when the Bodhisattva rises from the meditation. Okay. So, which, if I go to the deep meditation and I'm understanding the yama, pa, was projected, what is that? The ultimate end of this projection. Ah, what is the ultimate end? What is the ultimate end of your practice? Yeah, but in the short run, nirvana. So sometimes yoga class is another word for nirvana, right? Nirvana is the permanent cessation of negative thoughts, the worst of which is seeing these videos and using them sometimes. So, somehow, these bodhisattvas are focusing on the emptiness of the projector to help them get rid of their mistaken thoughts. Okay. On a specific emptiness, like a very helpful emptiness, the one that got rid of their anger, for example. They're focusing on the emptiness to help them get rid of their anger. Okay. And they went into some kind of state of mind in which the wrong idea about the vagina has stopped, has subsided, right? And that idea is going to help them remove their mental afflictions. They understand, for example, they're just about to break out. They're just about to reach the mind on the Mahayana path, right? Something about what they're perceiving is about to help them stop their mental afflictions. So which one of the dramas did they just shut down? Like, if I stop to see a bit of religion on this projector, is that going to get rid of my anger? That's a big problem. That's a big debate. You have to go study in Sarah Kirubje's commentary to turn this panel with. That's why I'm sending you this idea. Okay? But what would the other guys be wrong? Is thinking that I'm not connected to it somehow, is that going to help me overcome my anger? Yeah, it would, yeah? And why was I angry at? Or irritating people to me. Okay. Or I could be angry at that. I could stop working at it and I get pissed off. You know? I make my class and project the ball way out. You know, I get angry at things. Right? People get angry at things too, right? But if that kind of duality subsided, would I get angry at the projector? No, because that kind of duality is me and the projector. Unrelated. That kind of grounding things projected my heart from me. And then when the projection breaks down, it's because of me. Good? So that duality, you can explain that duality as a very well to subside. That's a good subside of grounding. What are some of the other grounds? It does exist from its own sign, and it also appears that way. What is that subside? What is that subside? Would that help my mind? But if I believe like that society, that would be helpful. In a way, it's related to the other one, right? A city that I'm suffering from it, right? If I stop thinking that it existed out there, and so truly, and that it's appearing that way, if that idea is society, then I'd be ahead, right? I'd be somewhat ahead. But there was one more of that. Oh, it appears to be some system, but it's not, there's a contradiction about it. There's an inconsistency about it. It looks like it was made in a factory, but I know it was made by me. If I figure that out, and my feeling that it was made in a factory subsides, am I closer to the one? Yeah, so all kinds of duality. So like, you could start a debate in the debate time. You say, okay, some little bit of stuff is going to go in and out of this meditation of where duality subsides, right? I said, yeah. I said, well, Chile Lama, it's hard to come to describe that. Rally, right? It's a rise. Well, first thing is the five, then tell me which one subsides here. You know, then that's a helpful thing. Which one refutes from mine, right? Okay, but that's not the point of this debate. These were the problems and the commandments of the original saying, in which it's an action activity, but really it's a perception. It's a perception. exactly like that. So what's wrong with that? Didn't we say that? Didn't we say that it'll come out in a single second? Didn't we say that? Okay. They go in a microsecond, and they come out in a microsecond. Okay? Got it? The only thing might also feel gay is he's saying, why do you love him, right? Is there a mistake? He said, my in, right? So is there a mistake there? Should I guess what he loves? Why not? Yeah, one belongs to the kachima, which means instinct, something of an instinct. And the other one belongs to the front end, but it is not. So say kachima. It's like gabi na gama. It's just an ending, okay? And then my in. So there should be 2 months there. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, okay. Okay, let's read this together. 1, 2, 3. Hevana dhamme chaha. 2 and necessary to have us. What's beauty? Yeah, there is beauty. That is a specific reason why some being at this level one possesses the ability, see Nupa, to dump to rise up or and do. You have to get used to it. This is just a translated thing. You've got to get used to using the kilometers. You start the sentence with the intro. It's like beginning with, even the blah blah blah, they don't blah blah blah. You see, and you've got to get used to that. It's a fact that even though we're being treated to Jesus, in the English, you put the intro at the beginning. So a sign of a person who is, you have to grasp to that, and then you have to recast it into normal English. That's a trick, translation trick, right? So the English should say, even though they attain, even though at the sixth level, for example, they attain an extraordinary ability to practice the perfection of wisdom, they haven't yet achieved blah blah blah. So, and that's just the thing you get used to. And then you'll see, you know, you can get Bible from somewhere, open it up anywhere, any translation, and you can judge how many years the person has been translating, how many trees are. Essentially, it's like that. Okay? Okay, so, but you're going to be ahead, because you know it. Okay. This is true because, even though our system is not stopping now, the police officer has gained. An extraordinary practice. So I said, listen, what does tap care usually mean? By the way, I'll tell you the nominal to that when tap care comes. If they're asking me, a monk will come to my restaurant and say, why do you have a shiva? You know, I said, tap care, and they'll say, oh, okay. So usually silva means to do something unusual to help the disciple. You know, like any kind of unusual behavior that would be helpful in the end for someone in Tapke, which means like the global Tapke moments, they're doing something that looks weird but there's a reason behind it to help someone. So it's called Tapke. But here we have a different sense of Tapke. Remember that the 10 bodhisattva levels correspond to a special degree of proficiency in the six perfections. Right? These 10 levels represent an extraordinary degree of practice of these six perfections, which are problem here. Which is, there's six over here, there's 10 over here. See, so like four out of the four. You say, it is right. This is what the corresponds. It is. Okay? So at level number six, you have gained extraordinary ability to perform the perfection level. Wisdom. So what then? You see, what happens then? And there are four other life professions that you have to perform. And they start with Tanke, okay, which means skillfulness. What does skillfulness mean on this level? You see? We don't know. We haven't learned it yet. Why is he on the seventh bodhisattva level? I was there one. Why is he even talking about the seventh bodhisattva level? He's not, we didn't get to chapter 6 yet. As I said, he's on the seventh bodhisattva level, he wants to show why the state of mind of the bodhisattva outclasses the state of mind of other people, of lower levels. But why would he want to talk about that? You're close, but why? Now, there was another outclassing. He said this is just something to outclass him. Like the two sentences chapter by chapter. Six chapters is perfect. Okay? One of the first chapter. But what happened in the first chapter? Somebody just attained the first one is not allowed. And now they outshine people who didn't. But by virtue of their rip, by their class, they are now higher. Like either you're higher or they, that's all. In the universe, either you're higher or lower. It comes down to that. If you met an alien, they say, the first question they ask is, oh, are you? You know, and it's like, yeah, he said, no, not yet. He's like, oh. You know, like, people go to a planet. Okay, really. So at that moment, they outshine other. So that's why I was like, this whole stupid thing. He's like going off on this long thing about the seventh bodhisattva in the first bodhisattva. So we're not going to learn what Tapke means. But the monastic system is that you build up your understanding by inference, inferentially. What did we just learn about Tapke, about skillful means here? What does skillful means mean here? If you do have skillful means, you can. Yeah, you can go in this meditation and out of this meditation in two single instances. Okay, now I need to learn that question. So what does skillful means mean at the seventh bodhisattva level? I don't know, but I know one thing. If you have it, you can enter this meditation in single instance and come out of this single instance. And stop the duality, it changes the mind. It seems to be okay.
He's going to go through three bodhisattva levels. He's going to go through the sixth level, the seventh level, and the eighth level, and tell you how, like, how this bodhisattva. this is really weird. I mean, I did audio coaching when I was 20, right? And the whole first third of it discusses the last third of it. Okay, so you don't know anything there. And he's like going off on his mouth, you know. And it's extremely difficult for us to translate these things and read them because we just don't know what they are. And we haven't experienced anything like that. You see what I mean? Like, we haven't gone into a meditation in a single instant, in a microsecond, into how the projectors, not having them sometimes, they come out of that in a microsecond. And anything in between there, it just hasn't happened to us. So to talk about it, it's difficult. It's not easy. And what they're doing is they're purposely shutting down to the seventh example. In the first example, he's talking about 6, 7, 8. Just to push your mind, push the limits of your mind. And then when you get there, you'll be more comfortable. But right now, it's uncomfortable. Okay. This is pretty good. So, Nepasu, you can translate as during. Okay? During the generally speaking, what is the only thing? What is the cessation meditation? Generally speaking. Yeah, it could be that. What is ceasing? Yeah, sleeping cessation. For that period of time, you see. In the Abhidhamma book, you could also refer to this is where your meditation has no content, and you're just shutting down the mind. That can be called a bingo. That's a lower kind of a bingo. Okay? So, is something stopping? Yes, but all forms of those thought processes are stopping. And they say that this is a very dangerous state of meditation. Why? We take it as products, we understand it as products because it feels so good, it's like heroin. Yeah. And I often tell people, you know, I used to interview all the students before they get into the class. So one guy came and he came to the tutorials in New York and he said, I want to go come for class. So I said, well, yeah, you need an interview. I remember we went to a Thai restaurant on, what's the third avenue. You know, and we sat there and I said, well, why do you want to join the class? You know, he said, well, I'm a heroin addict. And I said, well, why do you want to join the class? And I said, well, as it might be, it's just so good, it just feels so good for your mind to shut up for months, you know? Like, when I really deep into it, my mind shuts up, you know? And it just feels so good not to have my mind blabbing to me. Like, my mind is so painful. It's so painful to hear my mind talk that I shut up with it for a while and don't hear my mind talk. And it's worth it. It's worth stealing money, it's worth hours, you know? He said, I want to learn to do with meditation. You see? Yeah, I guess it'd be cheaper. but so people say that for spiritual progress. It feels good. Like the mind, the gross mental process is stopped. And you're just in a buzz. You know? And now you know what? Hopefully, you don't need to go on for days or months. And you're just there. So that's a dangerous thing. Okay? Mm-hmm. But at the sixth Bodhisattva level, you're into a deep kind. You're stopping your perception of things in a lot of ways. He's going to appear in Israel in the name of Nebo, king of all the desert animals. He's going to go with the Martians, so Martians. So this is very difficult. Okay. Let's read it together until we get cooking. 1, 2, 3. So do me ne asu go pa yana be hala sin ne su je ke go ne ju na ke ma che che pe ye te ho. When you're doing this walk, do you think you remember what you used to say in the teaching? Without science? What was without science and what was really not perfect? And do you remember? I don't remember. No, I mean, it meant something to, like science of secret, like having to go look at a secret or something like that. Is that without science? Didn't have to rely on scripture. But what, and then what was good after it? Do it with me and you'll see why I don't have a problem with that. Sadhya Bhendi comes up. He just says Sadhya Bhendi comes up and he believes Sadhya Bhendi comes up. Now he's talking about Sadhya Bhendi comes up. But yeah, now the input is up now. Then you send me on Zubay. Those signs and whatever. So they're at last. Those signs and whatever. Going. And they do it, they know. They go into the meditation and they come out of the meditation. They have that in there. They talk up. They talk that in there. Now here's the problem. What's a Gawa? Jina is separate. A victor, which means what? A Buddha. I would say Bodhisattva by using that same word. Yase, which means the son or daughter of a Buddha. Okay, so Yama is Buddha. Yase is the Bodhisattva. Okay? Then they have to, the good means, sum means they have stated. It has been stated. Whenever they say the sums, it means spoken. Which means usually what? Some high lama or some Buddha spoke. The Sunga always comes just after something that's true. Usually. Okay? And they said, Gopa Lego. What? What is Gopa? You must. Gopa Lego is what? Gopa is what? Association, like this suspension, you can call it suspension, right? Of mind, suspension of your perception of things as true. Suspension is a good translation. But anyway, because it implies what? It's temporary, yeah. But go on the low, if you have to come out of it, right? Why is it good to have to come out of it? Association. I think it's a Google. I can't see any reason why I wouldn't have asked the phenomenon. Any moment. I suppose that Gawa used to be Jansen. Because after all, we're talking about Bodhisattvas here. I really prefer that. Yeah, that's against the rule of something, right? It's against the rule of sincerity for my kids today. The translation, why? You never will. You'll never have time. Do we have time now?
No.
Schedule might be possible for you. Fish through to find something that's familiar. You probably could. Do we have a question? teach you where to help people are. They deal with you, see that around? So this says Shema Ok. Okay, what's Shema? Shichu Shema. Shichu Shema. 45. It is an Ok. What's Ok? What's Ok? Lord. It is Lord. Okay? Like all the weeks, what? What's loop? Light. Wait. What's called loop? It's a fire. Okay. Now, back to philosophy. But that's not the colloquial term, okay? That's the social term. So don't go try to use it in this low time. You need to stare at it. So like you've carved the whole Darius collecting works, and it's like 300 wood blocks, and you give it to this lama to check, and they read the wood block in your image, right? And then they say, you know what you've done? You cut two page 45s here. You cut two pages numbered page 45. So then the carver goes back in and he adds upper and lower, okay, to the page numbers. Because who's going to erase like 300 page numbers on blocks? You know, so they just go in and they carve A and B. Got it? So, anyway, that's not 26, though. Look for A. Yeah, but you're if it's the same addition, which is not. This is at the end, it says, and then why the eighth Bodhisattva or the Bodhisattva have come out of the cessation. What do you do during the eighth, ninth, and tenth Bodhisattva? Yeah, it's well, I mean, it's very simple, but one of the big things you're doing is working on the kind of falling light. You already achieved light. Your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just hang out there. Right? There's a temptation to just hang out there. You're like, I'm happy. I'm okay. Well, I mean, people think about it out there. They're like, okay, I'm okay. You know?
Oh, yeah.
No, there's a tendency to, you could park here, and it would be okay, life would be okay, you know what I mean? No, there's a tendency, you could just hang out and not worry about the sweet people in other places, you know what I mean? You could do that, you could just say, it's okay, you can meditate, do yoga, study, you're getting, your mind is getting more and more pain, and you're like, and you could just hang out here, and you don't have to worry about. I mean, if you're not sure that this is better, then go back home for vacation. Go back and be with your family for 2 weeks. You know what I mean? No, I didn't even have to say, oh, let me go back and do that, you know? And, you could just do that, but then you have to. They say, well, how do they come out of that? Who gets them out of that? Remember? Yeah, but this condiment, grabbed by the power, it's a pickaxe, and then you know that. People have suffering out there in Tucson, you know, like, get your car, go teach it the three jewels for a year or something. You know what I mean? They wake up, and they say, get away, you know, but you can't just hang out. You know? So, like, sorry? Yeah. Who else can we? Oh no, just it's sort of a park. Why would they want to park? Yeah. We'll see if he does, okay? It will come to this other chapter in 2053 or something. Yeah. I was just asked about a thing called distribution. At the end it says separation, they have said that. But unfortunately, because that doesn't use quotation marks, we never know how much it brought them paid before it's ready to start with the job. Mm-hmm. You get a feel for it. Yeah, it could be that experience and the friend. You could say either way, I mean it's not clear. You'd have to know who said it. But let me just, you get a sense, you get an interest. I'm going to cut that. All right. You're going to have with you. Let's read it while I think about this one. We said that skillful needs here and then the ability to go in and out of them that day quickly. But what's the point? You see, what's the big deal? So if it takes me 2 seconds, is that if I somehow, you know, I'm done or it's not done? You see what I mean? Like, what's the point? What's the point? What's the use of it? Why? Why do you go in and out of them so fast? three patterns. One, two, three. So, so, okay, when, near, cups, then, call, near, near,
Nina, 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 Nina.
Thank you.
And he said, they do, they have a they don't have a they don't have depression. Huh?
Yes, I
agree. Before you read it, before you start on what? Before you read it, before you start on what?
You understand it?
That is because you reach the point where it's not learning that thing. But you hear that thing, you're going to be very receptive to it. So you don't have any, you don't have any question. And you don't have any compassion. You can't think about some of these problems. You just don't need it. But if you say they know that thing, then you come and you know these like six scriptures. What are you going to do that? He calls them more scriptures. Okay, so no, let's go a little bit. Because he's not one of them. Jonathan, we can get away from him. Please take a look. Jonathan, do you think you tell me that pictures can be given out of how? Are you telling me that what is happening in the final moments of their non-good? In the moment before they reach murder? Are you telling me they have what's it? We're saying it about that. Are you telling me that voice there? Are you telling me that voice? Yeah, good. Pay attention to what you know. Because according to you, a person who's in the direct perception of doing this and the path of seeing also have a voice. You said, do the outside, they don't outside. Do the outside, they don't outside. They do outside.
Why?
They're seeing evidence that they also have what is here, right? Right? Yeah. So God is just about to enter in enlightenment. And the reason you have to check this, they have what is here in the world. So it's a biblical book, so it's a parallel reasoning. They also have, right?
Do that.
Okay, they do that. Then let's take what is not what is here that God is just about to enter.
Church,
you know, let's take that way too. Then he did, Oh, so I guess it's infected by a bhakti, which seems to be a self-existent. Yeah, he said, why? He says, only you will do the job of your duty, you will do the job of your duty. Because it's the because it's a state of mind in a person who's not in a Buddha, which is not the state of this prayer. It's a state of mind in a person who is not in a Buddha, which is not the state of this prayer. What's the implication? Every state of mind in a person who's not in a Buddha, which is not in the direct perception, is affected by the seed, the seeds of seeing things, the potential to see things. So does it is there not? I'll say it again. Does the person who is about to go to the Buddha and who's in the direct perception of happiness, do they have what they say in mind that? You said right, because you said that the person on the path is seeing happiness. Because you said that way without shine. This is where your problem started, just to remind you of your problems, right? Okay? So, they do have what is in their mind, right? So, are they in their mind infected by the seed for image? Yeah, it is, because that way of chin is the state of mind in non Buddha, which is not the kind of situation. No, she said they also had a Buddha chin mind at the same time. That's the point. That's the question. She said they also have a volunteer in the same time. Not forget also the question, just a normal question. Does the person who's just about to go into the Buddhahood in the final seconds of their non-Buddha existence, do they have a volunteer in the mind? You have to say that because you said a person who's in the direct perception of everything in the first place, on the level for the first time, is also having a volunteer because they have shine in the world. You said that. So they do have wisdom. So they do have a state of mind which is infected by seeds or seeing things as self-existent. Because it's a state of mind in a non-Buddha, which is non-Buddha perception of evidence. All states of mind and non-wills, which are not practiced at this time, are affected by the secret procedure of
salvation. I didn't say it had grown. I'm just saying, do they have that? Do they have? If they have volunteers, according to the group, this is Yosef's problem. Because she's a Yosef, right? If they have volunteers at that moment, it must be affected by the secret, the potential for it. And I'm good at that. And that's not the direction of their ancestors. They're in their ancestors, but they're also having their position according to them. Right?
Or else the people of the first place have a little bit of a child. How do they think about themselves?
Right? Do they have a child? Who's what? Who's them? That's a youth then. Okay. Captain, who's your cap? Who's the cap? What's your cap? Can you tell them? They are a Sunday. It's not all the things. And check through. Teacher says, everybody after the time in which Buddha went, Maripa Bhaja to Malayi Shepandi, state of mind is not affected by ignorance, seriousness. Power not the imagination of Maripa, which is not a direct perception of happiness by an army, men, no such thing, cannot be. That's teacher, that's quotation, that's Jasa Kama said that. Any state of mind is not a direct perception. Things which is not in the presence of non-will must be affected by the sense of potential appearance. Okay? So this guy is just about to pass into enlightenment in the next millisecond. He has a state of mind which is affected by the sense of ignorance. According to you, I don't know, it's a galaxy state of mind. Then that lady that she didn't know about that. So are you telling me this person still has an obstacle? They are just what? They are asleep. Yeah, he says, and then he calls the teacher and he says, that's a shit. That's an obstacle to our mission. So maybe you still have much time for our ignorance to do that. Okay? Dhana, yambo bhagi tsuri bhata kabhiyo ho antha, ginta vay dhunashin bhat reja. So you're saying a person who's just about to reach the final enlightenment still has an obstacle. Oh, so you must be telling me that in the moment that you come to Buddha, that's when they stop this. That's in the first moment of the Buddha, that's when they stop that object. So in the first, it's not at the last moment of this life. It's not at the last moment of their non-Buddha that they get rid of this thing. It's in the first moment of their Buddha that they get rid of this thing. Huh? Rah! Okay, end of the is it possible to drop out of that thing, right? So why don't we just call it Buddhahood when they get to the perfection they don't get to see? I don't know. Yeah, let's see what we're doing. You have to go to the Bahamas. That's a big problem. Swamiji didn't clarify that. It's interesting. Yeah. Okay, anyway. We never know who's right. We both have the ocean. Okay, that's a part. Alright. Justice, you seem to be. Thank you. It's really, really fun to even think about it.